In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus. A tale of two lives on earth and beyond this earth. It is a tale told by our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't know if there was an actual Lazarus. This Lazarus being different from the Lord's friend, whom he raised from the dead the day before Palm Sunday. But it's likely that the Lord had seen many examples of the Lazarus in his parable. We don't know if he had in mind a particular rich man, but also no doubt he had seen many such rich men in his journeys. He saw life's disparities between the poor and the rich, the stark contrast in quality of life, as we would say today. In the parable, Christ condemns the rich man's lack of mercy, his lack of care for the poor, pitiful person at his gate. St. Gregory of the Logos writes that God allowed the two men to be in close proximity and to see each other as a further test of their souls, of both of their souls. St. Gregory says he allowed the poor man Lazarus to lie at the rich man's gate in order to increase the rich man's condemnation and punishment for lack of mercy. The poor man, being tempted by not receiving mercy, was to increase his reward. The rich man looked every day on the one who he did not pity. The poor man every day saw the one who was putting him to the test. St. Ambrose of Milan points out that riches are not automatically sinful, and poverty is not automatically righteous. He says, yet not all poverty is holy, nor riches sinful, but as excess dishonors riches, so sanctity commends poverty. One can live righteously and mercifully with one's wealth. One can be poor and sinful in one's poverty. God is not automatically against the rich and for the poor, as some like to believe, who would turn Christianity into merely another social agency, making itself useful in the fight against injustice. We see in the parable the stark contrast between heaven and hell and the role reversal. As Abraham says to the rich man, son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf. A great gulf is fixed so that one cannot pass to the other. Brothers and sisters, there's a choice between heaven and hell. The key is, from an Orthodox perspective, that we already begin to make our heaven and hell here on earth. We already begin to make our heaven here. We already begin to make our hell here. And the rich man is surprised and caught off guard by death and by his eternal destiny and torment. And so there are surprises in the end. And so agrees, says Saint Theophron the Recluse, that many will be surprised one way or the other. We note that there's no indication in the parable that Lazarus was ever a Christian. But he's rewarded for his righteousness and patience in suffering, which the Holy Fathers indicate as one of the ways to the kingdom. Another one being to serve the suffering, which the rich man failed to do. We can suffer in this life unto righteousness. We can serve the suffering. unto mercy and healing. Both are ways to the kingdom. But the rich man refused to show pity. He refused to show pity. Even the dogs were more merciful, which came and licked the sores of poor Lazarus. The rich man, says St. Cyril of Alexandria, was more cruel than the beasts. He failed in his duty toward the poor, says St. Gregory Theologus. The Holy Apostle James, whom we remember in the church tomorrow, writes in his epistle, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment." James 2:13. And he continues, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and has not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, and you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone." I have mentioned this before, but I think it's always worth mentioning again, that in seminary, Father Alexander Schmemann used to chide us in his talks. We'd have, especially in Lent, we'd have compline and little talks on repentance. And he always often went to the point of our indifference. In a seminary community of about 100 people, he would challenge us not because students clashed with one another or didn't get along or had arguments, but rather, even worse, that we were indifferent to one another. We didn't see each other, even living so close, in such close proximity, in such close community. Each of us was living in his own little world. In fact, it is not unlike the rich man and Lazarus. So it was always a strong condemnation, and true, that in order to have a relationship with each other, you first have to see one another. You have to see the humanity in the other. Even though Lazarus lay at the gate of the rich man didn't see him. He was completely indifferent to Lazarus and to his pain and poverty and misery. They lived in two different worlds in this life, and yes, they would live in two different worlds beyond this life. Brothers and sisters, we are supposed to be preparing ourselves in this life for a deeper union with God in the next, which already begins now in the church, in our daily living. We are seeking mercy. We are seeking mercy by living a merciful life. If we want to receive mercy from above, we have to give mercy down here below. Lazarus may be at our gate, and we need to see him. If he's not at our gate, he's out there, and sometimes he comes to the church and finds us. St. Cyril said that if the rich man had been willing to be a partner with Lazarus on earth, he would have had a portion of Lazarus's mercy given by God in heaven. Let us think on these things. Let us ponder the truth of the life that's been given to us. Let us share our blessings with those more needy. But let us even never assume that that is the be-all and end-all of spiritual life either, because we seek the presence of God in our life. If God is in our life, we'll know what to do about the Lazaruses at our gate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Amen.